Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle, dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle, or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Where what a difference 24 hours makes. I mean, you know, the Mets are still in first place, 5-game lead, all that stuff. No, and Freddie Freeman still doesn't want to be a Dodger, still really wants to be a Brave. I don't mean suddenly the White Sox are going to start winning. No.
Do you think he sleeps in Braves underoos?
Now, what did Wesley Snipes do in The Fan? Because he went from the Braves to the Giants. He wasn't hitting, so he wore his Braves jersey under his Giants jersey.
You know.
I think that's what
whatever's going to help
does.
Get you out of the funk, man.
He wears his Braves jersey under his Dodgers jersey.
Hey, Bobby! You got my lucky T-shirt. Yeah, I got to go back and watch that movie again. It's been a minute.
He was slumping he was slumping with the Giants, and he couldn't figure out a way around it, and he had signed for big money from the Braves. Yeah. So he started wearing his old Braves uniform under his Giants uniform to bring him luck, and he started to hit.
Is that where Bob De Niro half jumped the shark?
Oh, that movie so jumped the shark. When De Niro became the umpire at the end, I'm like, come
on,
man.
That's Enrico Palazzo.
Come on, really? The guy, he's the umpire?
Yeah, it was great.
When I saw him making the call and go, come on. I mean, De Niro had to read that in the script and go,
Really? Yeah, but Bob, they want to give you a lot of money. Yeah, but come on, man. I'm the umpire suddenly.
This is going to help found the Tribeca Film Festival, Bobby. Come on now.
There were better odds that Jean-Claude Van Damme actually became the goalie for the Penguins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup and made a save and then came back off the ice.
Well, because he could do the kick saves. He'd shown that he could do the splits.
he's in so many pads, even the coach doesn't know it's him. What are you waiting for? Get out there. Okay. Boy, it doesn't look like him. Not as tall as him. Oh, he can skate just like him. And he can stop a penalty shot.
Next level stuff. Yeah, the White Sox are now down.
Oh, shocker.
You know what? You shut up, shut out.
Shut out.
Hey, this is a guy that had to sweat Jansen from the other end the other day, so that was pretty good.
I sweat Kimbrel a little,
that
too.
That doesn't sound good.
The way you phrase that. Oh, no, well, he was sweating Jansen. Because he was sweating Jansen.
Did you call me Sweaty Jansen?
No, no. Well, Sweaty Jansen's actually a new fragrance that you can buy, Sweaty Jansen.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. No, he was always sweating Jansen from the Dodgers' perspective. Yesterday, sweating Jansen, watching it, being happy because, hey, Jansen's out for the save
on the other side,
the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sweating Jansen.
It's next level stuff. I really
think Jansen should have pitched for both teams yesterday in the ninth inning.
Well, why didn't he get all teary-eyed and crying? Hey, I love you guys over there.
I wish I
Clayton,
was a Dodger.
Clayton, I wish I was still closing for you, man.
I wish I was a Dodger, man. This is going to be awesome.
Then Dave Roberts all crying about, oh, we play in the best division. It's hard every night. Like, you're paid to win games. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who's on the schedule. Yeah, that may be true. Shut up and win games.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Who's that too?
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Well, Kyrie Irving is now going back to the Nets. Headline we found out earlier today, he had until Wednesday to decide whether he wanted to opt in to the final year of his contract, which was $36.5 million. Didn't think this was going to happen because this week at the BET Awards on the red carpet, Kyrie was asked, hey, Kyrie, do you want to be a Net? And this was Kyrie's answer.
Kyrie, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask this question. So, you know,
go ahead.
Do you want to be a Brooklyn Nets still?
pass it to my left.
Lead the league in
he was moving his arms. Like, I'm going to pass it to somebody else to answer the question. Couldn't even say if he wanted to be a Brooklyn Net. Yet today, he's a Brooklyn Net. Maybe because there's 30 million reasons why he wanted to stay a Net. All right. This happened for two very simple reasons. Wait, Kyrie Irving, I thought last week he had a list of teams he wanted to get traded to. He wasn't happy, and he was going to leave, and then Kevin Durant was going to leave. No, no, no. They're going to run it back in Brooklyn. Run it back! They're going to run it back in Brooklyn because nobody else has any other options, because Kyrie Irving found two things. One, nobody was going to pay him. No one else is ever going to pay Kyrie Irving, and rightfully so. He's living a payback, and he should, because of what he's put the Nets through the last couple of years, nobody is going to pay for him. He has torpedoed his own career for the next few years after this for not showing up for games, right? You don't know when he's going to show up, when he's going to want to play. He has killed his brand. No one's going to pay him again. Could another team want him to play? Yeah, sure, at some point, but no one's going to pay him third. No one's going to say, oh, Kyrie, we love you now. Here's $40 million a year for the next year. No, because you don't know how long it's going to be until he decides, yeah, I'm not into this anymore. It is well documented. So, yeah, he's living the payback there. The other thing is, he found out right now, nobody wants him. Nobody was going to come up with a trade package to the Nets for Kyrie Irving, because while he would be a curiosity and an asset to a couple of teams, if you're not spending a lot for him, could he be okay with the Lakers? I kept telling you the Lakers were the landing spot for him because the Lakers have nothing going on right now, and adding Kyrie Irving at least gives them somewhat of a chance when they have no chance right now because they're not signing new free agents. They have no money. What they have right now is not working. Yeah, okay, bring in Kyrie with Anthony Davis and LeBron. Okay, but the Nets didn't like the Lakers' offer because the Lakers are probably offering Russell Westbrook and Talen Horton Tucker, which is their which is their standard offer for anything. Hey, I want to get a dozen steak sandwiches. Well, here's Russell Westbrook and Talen Horton Tucker. You can have them. So Kyrie Irving knows those two things are true, that nobody's going to pay him, and right now nobody's going to give up anything for him. Nobody believes that he is worth anything, and I'm glad. I'm glad he's living this because now he's having some sort of comeuppance from his behavior the last couple of years. He's going to walk away and go, well, I got $37 million. Yeah, you know why? Because the Nets still thought you were actually a player who cared about playing and about winning when they gave you that money. That's the Nets' fault, so you can laugh at them. But when you have your reputation, when all it's what you have is what you have that, he doesn't have that right now. Nobody wants him. Nobody's going to pay him. And he's understanding that, and he's at least getting some sort of comeuppance from what he's done the last couple of years. This should be a surprise to no one.
Yeah, at least on some level, there's got to be an ego blow. Look, we can talk all we want about how Kyrie Irving is a different thinker. We had the quote earlier, you know, talking about leaders and following a different path, and that's all fine and good. But it does get down to brass tacks. So at some point, you look at the money that's been lost, and you look at your brand and your business, right? There's reports that his shoe is going to be discontinued. So you've got that hanging in the balance. Look, there's a lot of...
buy Starberries now. Buy Starberries.
But look, and the Kyries are actually some pretty cool-looking shoes. Unfortunately, my feet are too wide for them. That we've established.
Yeah.
But it gets down to just the idea of other contracts related, but not in your basketball dollars. But it spirals, and you've got a team of people that are counting on you, that have built businesses around your business and your brand, that the COVID situation and decisions made about health and intake and days off and all of that, it finally comes home to roost. Now, he'll be happy to get his 37, but this is why he didn't get 3 for $144, which would be the equivalent of the amount of money that Russell Westbrook would get per year, right? 47 over 3, right? He didn't get an extension. Maybe that still happens in some fairy tale land and other universe, but this tells me that there was no package, right? Because we heard as this was the developing time, and again, all the insiders doing everything they could to make sure they had every angle covered to cover their asses. Wait, that initial report might be wrong. No, let's pivot here, and then it can't be wrong. We've got everything. So, you know, good job by them. But it's just when you get down to the trades, if legitimately the Lakers were the only one moderately interested, you knew they didn't have anything to give you. Right, there wasn't a lot of value to be had. Malik Monk coming back on a team friendly deal, maybe. Everybody talking about Kendrick
Malik
Nunn.
Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn. It's like the Lakers are getting Ja Morant and Zion Williamson.
No, but that's just it. Between those two guys and Talen Horton Tucker, you think you had three of the greatest up and coming stars in the NBA. But you didn't have a lot of value to go. But to think that Kyrie Irving, in the wake of shoe money potentially going down the drain, and having already lost $15 to $17 million estimated, not to mention whatever the ancillary monies might have been from last year, that he was suddenly going to give away $30 million. I don't care how much of a different thinker he is. $30 million is $30 million. Right? This is when Lev Bell gave up his $15 million. Now he's going to box Adrian Peterson. We got to talk about that in a bit. But when he gave up his $15 million, everybody's like, look, I'm always for the guy that wants to go bet on himself. But you never get money back that you're earned, right? That $15 million worked forward. If you can't negotiate a bigger deal now, what's the extension? What's the extra bonus money that you can earn? You don't walk away and say, all right, here's $15 million that I'm just taking out of circulation that I'm never getting back. Kyrie already did that. He wasn't going to do that again, right? Fool me once. Fool me twice, you know, all of those kind of things. And even if he wanted to come work with LeBron and LeBron amenable, like, I'm not buying anything any of these guys were trying to sell me as insiders and sources and whatever else. You sure LeBron was really excited about it?
Oh, I'm sure he was excited because the potential of being
somebody else to
different.
Blame.
No, I think, look, LeBron knows what this year is going to be. He knows the Lakers are going to stink. And this year is going to be about him passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and moving on to eventually finishing playing with Bronny. He knows what this year is going to be. If Kyrie Irving showed up and they found a way to do it and dump Russell Westbrook, whoa, maybe now we have something. Because I believe that. Maybe now you have something. If you can get a guy. Look, a lot of ifs with Kyrie Irving. Those 9 games he would play for the Lakers, they might be 8-1. That'd be great. But you know that, okay, this is something different, that maybe it's a little bit better. Like, he knows, you know this is going to be bad. Maybe this is a little bit better. That's why I thought this is the team to go get him. But the Lakers don't have anything to trade. There's nothing the Nets want that the Lakers had. Nothing. Unless you could do a big three swap, there's nothing that the Nets want that they could have. So, well, yeah, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, because that was the other piece of it, right? Would be the, hey, there's, you know, maybe some random third team and you can get a 3-way deal going. But again, still someone's picking up a lot of bad money.
Yeah.
No matter how it cuts out. And for Kyrie Irving, the best scenario, I guess, is for him to ball out. And if it's still not working, then perhaps then you can orchestrate a trade later on in the season. Maybe, you know, you clap your hands, Vegas blackjack dealer style, as we like to say here, and you walk away from it at that point, where there might actually be some value for a team to say, okay, he's bought back in. But you still have the same scenario of wondering when the other shoe drops. Right. No matter how well he plays for a quarter of a season, a half a season, when's it blow up? Because that's always going to be in the back of your mind, yeah. Right? If you're a GM or an owner saying, all right, pull the trigger, we go into luxury, you know, tax hell and whatever to try to bring out a winner. That's part of the equation of what you've seen these last couple of years. And that's why there were no suitors now, to where he was able to easily just go, you know what? Opt in. Give me my 37.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome.
37.
Shut up. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, I am so happy. He's living the payback that he should. Nobody wants him. No one's going to pay him.
Knicks do.
This is how it stop. You tried to make that happen, Frostburg, and it didn't.
It's still
happen.
A possibility.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's
look,
not.
There, nothing, it is. Nothing is off the table.
Okay, you
really.
Know, all right, you know what?
It's still there.
Okay. Let's have more of this discussion coming up now. Let's have more about where this goes. And also,
Knicks.
Stop with the Knicks. I'm going to.
Don't get mad.
I'm past mad.
Get even.
He's been doing this the entire time. You know,
that's all he does. You know, he just texts you all 24/7.
He sends me, you know, we text every, you know, the three of us always text all day. And every time he texted me today, he would say, hey, and don't forget Kyrie to the Knicks topic tonight, too.
It's an important
topic. I'm like, stop.
I didn't want you to forget.
Not happening.
It is important to the NBA world. There's no question about it.
We got this and another crazy story out of sports from the last 24 hours. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Knicks show.
Stop. Stop. Everybody stop. Stop.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're... What did I do? If you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, before we get back into Kyrie Irving, the Avalanche had the Stanley Cup for all of 5 minutes yesterday before they dented it.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, right on the ice, going to take the picture. One of the players drops the Stanley Cup, big dent on the bottom, and Phil Pritchard, the guy that yelled at me for trying to pick up the cup 20 years ago, went on social media and said they had to have a meeting with the Avalanche about this is how you treat the Stanley Cup, and this is what we do, this is how we get rid of the dents, and you want to make sure that you take good care of the Stanley Cup. So it's proven, at least, that I don't feel that he singled me out. He simply doesn't want anybody to have anything to do with anything with the cup, especially if they think, you know, you're going to hurt it at some point.
Well, I mean, you go and try to get into the group picture, and they're saying, come on, come on. And then down he goes. And then the cup gets dented. Say you got to, you know, have a tougher metal there. You could use it either way, METAL or MEDDLE, in terms of skating and getting to your spot. Because now you got problems. Because now you got to hammer that out. It's going to cause some time, some labor. Maybe they'll fix some other, you know, typos that are on the cup of guys' like surnames. But, you know, pretty crazy game. The fact that the Lightning were still only down a goal down the end was amazing, because Colorado dominated that game from pillar to post. But, yeah, it does sound like, well, something you would do. Here, I want to do a daring thing. We're going to do this for the end of my nightly news wrap-up. As I slide into the... Oh, no. He mishandled it.
He dropped it. Fiddled it.
Dropped it.
Flopped it. Dropped it.
Mishandled.
I mean, really, you're skating Gifted. With the cup, and he just drops the Stanley.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he was going to slide into the front, like, hey, look at me, laying down. And down he went. It's like, oh, this cup is heavier than I thought.
Oh, it is heavy, I will tell you. In trying to pick it up and hold it over my head, it is very heavy. It's like 40-some-odd pounds. It's a heavy thing. I was worried that when I picked it up, like I was going to just snap the top off.
Well,
the thing. Oh, crap, I just snapped the top off the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but you'd be a legend forever.
Ooh.
You'd be hated.
Yeah, it's true.
But you would be memorable.
Yeah,
that's true. Every time the cup would come out, the cup is in the house. Hey, remember that thing that happened?
Remember that crazy ass guy, Jason Smith, when he broke the top off the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, they would show you every time. Oh. And look at his face. It says, oh, no. And then they'd have the video of it.
Yeah.
It'd become a gif forever.
Yeah.
Think about that. Anytime someone made an error, went the wrong way on a basketball court, through an interception, they could use your gif.
Mm.
No. Almost like when you were going through those cosplayers or whatever.
No. It's actually what happened when Pam and I bought our house. Ready for this?
Okay.
I've never told you this.
Figured
story.
We had to get into a story time with Jason Smith here somewhere.
This is about 5 years ago. And we had just got we'd redone our house. And so we had two front doors that Pam was deciding whether she wanted. You had the front door with the glass for the open, not the main wood door, but the door you keep up.
Sure, sure.
We had the door with the screens, mm-hmm. or the door with the glass in it, and we were deciding which one we wanted. So we asked the contractor, "I'll put the one with the screen door in because it's going to be summertime, and then we'll see if we want the glass mm-hmm. or want the glass door." Okay, and we're just moving everything back in because we were putting everything together. And I had the glass door, and I said, "What do you want me to do with it?" And Pam goes, "Just put it on the porch for now, and we'll figure it out after." I said, "Okay, great." So I go out on the porch, and I lean it up against one of the posts on the porch. I lean it up against the post.
So why are you leaning against the post? Because I'm tired. I've been walking all day.
I said, "This is perfect." It's a big. I lean it up against the post. It's great. I walk back in, and I walk over the threshold, and I hear, and I turn around, and Pam goes, "What?" And I go, I look, and I go, "Oh no. Oh no!" And I look, and sure enough, I didn't put it up the way I needed it to. So this whole thing just
biffed it.
Smashed. So now
smashed
under,
it.
Under our porch is still all kinds of shards of broken glass.
Well, that means nobody's ever going to enter from under the house.
No, it will be very difficult.
And it's going to be harder for the rodents to creep around underneath.
So we owned that door for about 5 minutes. And I put
those
I
ain't
said,
cheap.
Yeah, I'll put it right here. I'll put it right there. And so I looked at Pam and I said, "I guess we're gonna go with the screen door, huh? Well, the screen door, Okay. So we went with the screen door."
So your Mets hat allowance was cut for how long?
Oh yeah, I wasn't going out buying gear for a little bit.
No nacho helmets for a week.
5 minutes we had that door. "Hey, great, yeah, I'll put it out here. We'll figure
That's
it
tough,
out."
Man.
And just slam, it just falls over. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I just put it down on the side? No, I got to put it on the top, and I didn't lean it enough and. It just, I heard that crash and I just knew exactly what it was.
That weight distribution didn't work?
Dropped it.
You're really lucky, though.
Broke it. How am I lucky?
That Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't come out when the glass shattered.
You can still see on my porch, you can still see shards of the broken glass. It's embedded between the, I said shards.
He said with a D.
Shards with a D. Like embedded
doesn't
between
the. Doesn't mean that
the
T hasn't been there.
Between the wood planks.
Yeah.
You can see like that are too deep to get. And I'm like, that's just going to stay there
as a
reminder.
It's deep in a groove.
Forever.
It's okay.
What's that broken glass say? You know how long that broken glass
And then
has
you
been
started singing,
for?
Walking on, walking. Because I wanted to be able to sing that song.
And TJ, walking on broken glass. You were the sweetest glass door that I ever knew. TJ.
Okay, buddy?
It's okay.
It looked like it really bummed you out here years later, psychologically.
I'm thinking about it because it was not even, we owned that door not even 5 minutes.
Well, you know what?
We didn't own the door anymore.
In the end, you were going to break it anyway.
Yeah, probably.
So it's better to just get it done.
I got it out of the way.
At some point, right? There was going to be an errant ball in the house. You were going to go to kick it to try to get out because you were going to do some cleaning or maybe a cookout or something, and you would have smashed it then. So here you saved yourself the trouble.
Because that's definitely on brand for me. That's completely on brand for
me. And stealing a mailbox.
Yeah. Well, no, that's very off brand. That was my 20s. That was like, early 20s. That's before I, became, who I am now. That was off-brand for me.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm not somebody that would...
I am. And you did this whole thing, a hand gesture as if you were like...
I'm not somebody now who would take a mailbox on a Saturday
you
night.
You absolutely are.
And then have a crisis of conscience and put it back the next morning. I wouldn't do that.
The way you did the hand gesture, though, is like I was watching the Thor trailer where he's got the... You know, the
Mew Mew?
The
spoiler alert. Fat,
no, no, no. Hey, if you've seen television or a movie, if you watch the NBA playoffs, you saw at least a rudimentary trailer where you go from Bro Thor, all beefed up, to where you're working the chains and all of a sudden you're swole again.
Yep. Well, you
so,
want
I mean,
the
that's
like
kind of
that,
what
yeah.
you did.
I was doing
it's
the,
like you were doing the tension ropes.
I was exercise. I'll take exercises I'll never do for 500. Yeah, the chains thing. That yeah, never do it.
All of them.
No.
he just checked all of the above.
Listen, I do a lot of cardio. That's
well, you were avoiding arrows over the weekend. I mean, come on.
I was with a bunch of LARPers over the weekend, live action role players, right next to our softball tournament. We're shooting arrows and everything.
You know, LARPer sounds more sinister than LARPer, that, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, that's Hawkeye had to get the help
from
the LARPers.
But I mean, though, like when you say LARPers, like if people don't know the Hawkeye reference from the Disney Plus show of the great Hawkeye, that people still say, but that guy's an Avenger. But Jeremy Renner is fantastic, and the show itself was really quite good. But yes, the LARPers, the live-action role players. But if you don't know that, it sounds like a sinister extension of a mob.
You don't want them. You don't want to hang
You don't
want
to mess with the LARPers. I showed this myself.
Hey, it's Kiss My Anthea. Okay. Let's get into a little bit of Kyrie, just to, because I want to cleanse the earth of Kyrie to the Knicks. All right, I want to cleanse
it's
the
happening.
Earth of that. He opts into his contract with the Nets today. We told you a few minutes ago this should not be surprising, and I'm glad that Kyrie Irving is living the reality of knowing that your decisions have ramifications. Yes, he's getting $37 million this year. Kyrie Irving has made a lot of money over the course of his career, but he's found out because of his actions the last couple of years, not being reliable, missing games, being away from the team when he feels like it, nobody's going to give him money, and no one's going to really trade for him, right? That's where he's done that, and he's got to live that. Now, does this mean that he is not tradable at all? No. What's going to happen is this. Kevin Durant and Kyrie will go back one more year with Brooklyn because there's no place else for them to go right now. It's too late in the process for Kevin Durant to think, I want to go and move and get a divorce from the Nets here and go play someplace else. This gives him a year to figure out where his next destination is going to be, and Kyrie Irving a chance to figure out what he wants to do with his NBA career. Maybe they rededicate themselves, but neither of them have a choice. They're going to go back with each other for one more year, try to make it work if Ben Simmons ever sees the floor, and maybe the Nets can have some kind of success that has eluded them so far in the Big Three era. That's what's going to happen. If it doesn't work and Kyrie Irving is able to show that he can show up for every game and stay healthy, will he have some trade value? Will somebody make a move for him before the deadline? Yeah, I could see that if it's not working out for the Nets. Could I also see something happening with Kyrie and the Nets over the course of the next couple of months where the Nets say, you know what, I'm sorry, KD, but we've had it and we're moving on from him? Yeah, I could see that happening because that's who Kyrie is, right? He had to opt in he doesn't want to say goodbye to $37 million. He's not going to say no to $37 million and then say, I'll go to the Lakers for six. No, nobody's doing. Nobody loves the Lakers that much that I'm going to take a $31 million pay cut. Now, but so he still could wind up going someplace else, but it's going to only be if he pisses off the Nets so much they want to get rid of him, or it's over the course of the season, like it is with James Harden, things aren't working out, we got to move on from you. But now, yeah, he's going back to the Nets because neither he or KD have any other choice. And as Kyrie said in his message after today, I'll see you all in the fall, maybe he just disappears now, and we really don't hear anything from him until they get ready to go back to camp and he tries to make it work with the Nets one more year before he gets to whatever is next in his life on and off the court.
Well, but the key component to the back end of that is that he's got to play well enough to where someone else wants him. Right? Because the Nets could go and say, all right, you're Keyshawn Johnson, you're done.
Right. But he's still young and good enough where if he decides to, he can do that. All you have to do is be healthy and show up to every game.
No, but that's just it. But that's the point, right? If he wants to commit, if he still wants to be as you've often said, right? If he wants to prove he still wants to be a player, well, here it is. If there was ever a prove-it deal, it's the opt-in of this $37 million, right? Not only, hey, let me make sure to pad up my coffers if things really go awry, but it's still the, I got to go play if I want more, right? Because there's no extension as of now, right? So if he wants more money from the Nets and things are going well and everybody's feeling good and he and his brain trust, because remember, he's part of the brain trust, according to him, that he'd be able to then say, all right, we've played well. Look at our record. Look at how KD and I are, you know, these meshing on the court and everything's going well. Look what we're doing in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, by midseason, maybe you guys can start talking on the long-term deal. But if you're also playing well, then it maybe gives the Nets some options if they want to say, you know, maybe we can pull a trick. You know, you're still not happy, right? Yeah. Right? Then go. But the worst of all scenarios is he's not playing great. He's still flaky. And then you're stuck riding it out till April. Because who's going to take on even a bad back end part of a contract?
No, the Nets know that this is, all right, we just have to suck it up for this year. Yeah. This is the last year that we thought it was going to work and it didn't, and there's nothing we can do. What do I say with the Lakers? Eventually, sometimes you just have to realize you know the bad team can't escape punishment forever. Eventually, you're going to get caught and you have to pay. And the Lakers are paying now with the bad deal with Westbrook, and they know there's nothing they can do to get out of it. Sometimes you just have to have a suck it up year and you move on, which is what they'll do next year. And it's the same thing for the Nets. Look, we know we're most likely stuck with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And I can't believe we're saying that, whereas 4 years ago it was, oh my God, we got KD and Kyrie. This is going to be great. Now it's, well, we got to give him one more year. And we have to be able to just make the best of it. That's the reality for the Nets. The Nets have to stop living up here and start living down
here.
No,
that's really nicely done. You haven't used that one in a while, but yeah. It's the idea for us. I mean, let's call it what it is. If you're an NBA fan, and for us being behind the microphones, look, we don't go into slap fights, you know, with players just for sake of it. Although on Twitter at Swollen Dome, I did say if you're a player in need for a good work, let me know. Because I'd like to get into one, too, between Kendrick Perkins fighting the world and Westbrook versus Skip and everybody. I want one, too.
Okay.
And I'll fake it like they do.
Sure. Okay, go.
I'm happy to do it. Maybe that gets everybody paid, and I can have Kyrie money. But the idea is that you got to finish the job at this point, right? It's been all talk and bluster, and it's been 3 years, and now it's put up or shut up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And there is so much comedy and craziness with the suspensions from the Angels-Mariners brawl from a day ago.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of the brawl that now resulted in about 5,000 man game suspensions following this. Let's hear it.
Here's a pitch, and it's inside, and that hits Winker. And Andrew Wants hits him, and Wants has to go, and so does Phil Nevin. Winker walking slowly out in front of home plate, and now he's getting chirped at by the Angel players. Winker going over toward the dugout, and both benches are emptying.
And
Winker
down the stretch they go.
He is right in there. They're starting to throw punches. Holy smokes, we got a full.
It's Trout on the outside.
On the undecked circle. Everybody throwing
punches. What a disaster, right? You had the end of Saturday's game. Mike Trout nearly hit in the head, and then Wants near the head of Julio Rodriguez. So it's building. Building, escalating.
And now we got the brawl. And this was a brawl. Okay, this is not one of those fake brawls. We say, hey, there was a brawl in Major League Baseball. No. This was a real brawl.
Where the guys kind of walk out from the bullpen like, do I really have to do this?
I'm going to run, but not as fast as I can, but I got to show I'm out there with my team. No, this was a real brawl where they all went at it for a while. And we saw the man game suspensions that came out. Phil Nevin, interim manager for the Angels, gets suspended 10 games, so now the Angels will have an interim manager.
Next man up.
Assistant to the regional manager. Winker gets 7 games. Maybe he got a couple extra because of the double bird as he was walking off the field.
Well, that probably didn't help.
But you see a bunch of different names. You know, Anthony Rendon got 5 games. Chidi got five games.
Chidi
got five games.
Well, it's better than his fate in Midsummer.
That's and not quite as good as his fate in The Good Place.
Exactly.
So you're okay. Iglesias got a couple of games, and you know,
even though he closed out the game tonight against the White Sox.
Yeah. Well, he still is still under appeal for.
What about Jay Buhner? How many games?
How could you trade Jay Buhner? Iglesias gets two games because he throws the sunflower seeds on the field.
But that was a hell of a move.
Also getting two games is Manny Del Campo. And you see this list and go, okay, Julio Rodriguez and Iglesias, okay, and Rendon. Manny Del Campo, who's that? He is the interpreter for the Angels, and he got a two-game suspension.
Well,
the interpreter. Do you think he said, hey, I'm going to tell you what my team is saying at you, and the umpire heard it, and that's why he suspended
him? Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone through the Zapruder film, but I got to figure he's trying to tackle or hold somebody back. And
or did somebody on the Mariners said, hey, Del Campo, interpret this! And they
he said something profane, and he looked at the officials and said, hey, Mr. Umpire, we've got a problem.
I'm going to say this in a different language, Del Campo. How about this?
Ooh. That's spicy. I like that.
I mean, the interpreter got suspended.
No, well, you know what? He got into the fray.
Not the George Clooney, Nicole Kidman, the interpreter movie. It was the Angels interpreter.
You know, I almost forgot that movie existed. Okay, I forgot that movie existed.
But
she welcomes me to my AMC theaters all the time. That's all I got.
Do they now need to have an interim interpreter?
Well, yeah. They probably do.
We have an interim interpreter. Hey, how you doing?
You got a guy you've been training to work with you?
Yeah, hey, listen, I just want to tell you, I don't really know a lot of other languages, so I'm just going to try to fake it for a couple
of games. But is there a little network within Major League Baseball to help with that? I don't know. It is a fascinating kind of spin to the game when we talk about the international flavor and expanse of the game.
The Angels are now on their interim manager and their interim interpreter. Eventually, I mean, you got to make some new hires.
So Phil Nevin gone, 10 games, right?
Yes.
What if he can only appeal it, say, down to 8?
Okay.
And the Angels go 8-0 under whoever takes over. I'm going theoreticals. You be quiet over there.
Although they are playing White Sox.
Who would take over? Troy Gloss? I mean, what Angel? Would Tim Salmon come out of the Broncos?
Nolan Ryan coming out.
Look at Tim Salmon. He's the best manager to never manage an All-Star game.
But legitimately, say in this fairy tale world, they go 8-0.
Okay.
Does Phil Nevin lose his job?
Because
he's been no better percentage-wise than Joe Maddon was.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think you respond to Troy Gloss. Sure.
You move on, and you just say, hey, we're done.
You respond to Troy Percival, and you move on.
Chuck Finley?
You just start.
You get Chuck Finley out
come
there.
Come on, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Scott Langston?
No,
Scott.
What are you doing bringing Chuck Finley into things? Because then people are going to go Google.
Yo.
Yeah, but people are going to start Googling Chuck Finley.
He went Mark
Langston. That's going to be a problem.
He went Mark Langston.
That's
a lot
fine.
Of strikeouts,
Mark
Langston.
Yeah, but isn't he more known as a Seattle Mariner?
Langston was an all-star with the Angels.
Yeah. No, what about Rex Hudler?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. But, that's accepted. It's legal in California.
I'd rather go weed than some of the other names you throw.
One of these guys managing the Angels? Sure, I think that could work.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Well, Reggie Jackson.
That would work.
Because people have reminded us in our Twitter timeline, that was the last really good brawl for the Angels.
Brian
when
Downing?
He was yelling, I must kill the Queen.
Carney Lansford? Yeah, lots of guys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking of Downing. I'm picturing Topps baseball cards of him in a White Sox uni.
Big NFL story next here on Fox.
Mo Vaughn.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.